You know the way a hunting dog will harry a wild boar or a lion after a chase, and try to nip him from behind, to fasten on flank or rump, alert for an opening as the quarry turns and turns. Darting like that, Hector harried the long-haired men of Achaea, killing off stragglers one by one, and when the main mass had got through the stakes and ditch, many had perished at the Trojans' hands. Now at the ships they tried to stand and fight, and shouted to each other, calling out with hands held high to all the gods as well, as Hector drove his beautiful team around them, blazing-eyed as a Gorgon or as Ares, bane of men. But Hera, looking down, was touched by the sight, and said to Athena, "Daughter of Zeus, who bears the storm cloud, can it be that we'll no longer care for the Danaans in their extremity? All is fulfilled to the bitter end. They are being cut to pieces under one man's attack. No one can hold him, the son of Priam, in his battle fury, adding slaughter to slaughter." Gray-eyed Athena answered, "Death twice over to this Trojan. Let him be broken at the Argives' hands, give up his breath in his own land and perish. My father now is full of a black madness, evil and perverse. All that I strive for he brings to nothing. He will not remember how many times I intervened to save his son, worn out in trials set by Eurystheus, how Heracles would cry to heaven, and Zeus would send me out of heaven to be his shield. Had I foreseen this day, that time he went down, bidden by Eurystheus between death's narrow gates to bring from Erebus the watchdog of the Lord of Undergloom, he never would have left the Gorge of Styx. Now Zeus not only scorns me, he performs what Thetis wills. She kissed his knees. She begged him to give back honor to that stormer of towns, Achilles. But in time to come, he'll call me dear Gray Eyes again. Harness the team for us, while I go in to get my battle gear in Zeus's hall. Then let me see if Hector in his flashing helm exults when we appear on the precarious field, or if a certain Trojan, fallen by the shipways, gluts the dogs and birds with flesh and fat.